Tim Scott, clear, consistent strategy from Dems to erase me from the conversation. By Ian Hanchett on June 27, 2020. On Friday's broadcast of Fox News Radio's Guy Benson Show, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, stated that there has been a clear, consistent strategy by Democratic leadership to erase me from the conversation. Scott said, "I want to be clear, and not hyperbolic. There has been a clear, consistent strategy to erase me from the conversation. Because my experience as an African American driving while black, my experience as an African American growing up in poverty and facing discrimination, my experience as an African American as having struggled in school, that narrative is supposed to be on the Democrat side. But the truth is, it's one of the reasons why I said it in my speech on the floor. It was so important for me to suggest that, as a young man, I never even considered the Republican Party. Because we were supposed to be Democrats. It's that notion that somehow, someway, because of the color of my skin, I'm supposed to be someplace. Breaking out of that mold and thinking about what best suits me, that's what's called strength in your skin. When you're strong in your skin, you can reject stereotypes. And I learned how to do that." He continued, "And what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are saying is if we can erase Tim Scott from this conversation, what we can do is continue the narrative that Republicans are somehow weak on issues of race, somehow racists by default. And it erases and eliminates the actual conversation from Abraham Lincoln, frankly, to Donald Trump, and measuring progress by policies that have reinforced that America wants to be more fair. And in a fair America, everybody gets to compete. The Democrats want to control who is able to compete. That's one of the reasons why they decided not to allow Republicans to amend their bill. And it's one of the reasons why they rejected the opportunity to amend my bill. As long as they can keep that face on the public forum, the face of, Republicans are bad. Democrats are good. Democrats are black. Republicans are white. As long as they can have that polarizing picture. And CNN and MSNBC will never play it differently. What you have is you're reinforcing this false narrative that you have no options, that the monopoly is permanent. That's dangerous." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.